Today's gospel is, of course, the story of the woman caught in adultery. And here, as we have over the past two weekends, we have a chance to reflect upon God's amazing forgiveness, boundless forgiveness, mercy, and love. The text itself is somewhat unique to the Gospel of John, although there are echoes of it in Mark. And these echoes in Scripture, in today's text, cause us as moderns at least one level to ask the question, where is the man in all of this? Perhaps this question should remind us of the status of women in the culture and society in which our Lord lived. Women were merely property, merely objects to be manipulated or used. Some have speculated that the woman in the text may have been Mary Magdalene. Perhaps so. However, later in John, we encounter Mary Magdalene, the now faithful disciple at the foot of the cross, and most especially the first person recorded in John to discover the resurrection. Maybe she is proof that forgiveness leads to rebirth. But regardless of the questions which could be raised here, there is a core theme which is critical. Jesus forgives. God saves. And we are called to show mercy to others. Adultery can be considered from many perspectives. In fact, in our language today, there are words, synonyms, related to adultery: unfaithfulness, idolatry, disloyalty. The sin of adultery is not necessarily a concept strictly applicable to sexual activity. All of us struggle with placing things before our God, the gods of money and fame, the gods of feeling superior, or presuming to be able to judge others, the gods of pleasure of all sorts. Some moral, others far less so. I say this not to minimize the temptations arising from unbridled sensuality. Each of us are only two clicks on the internet away from a pornographic site, for example. Each of us are literally bombarded in the culture which says, if it feels good, do it. You see, sin is not simply the wound of the woman in today's gospel. It is a condition which tempts all of us, and that's why we are about forgiveness and reconciliation. And that's why we are slow to judge and quick to forgive. In the text, the woman was very much used not only by her partner or partners, but also by the ruling elite of the day. Remember, the ruling elite were trying to trap Jesus. They were seeking to build the case for killing him. And so out they bring a woman caught in a sexual act with someone other than the one she was married to. Surely, the elites thought, this Jesus guy could not endorse this behavior. But notice our Lord's response. He says, let those without sin cast the first stone. And the members of the ruling class, well, they just kind of slipped away. And then Jesus turns to the woman and says, I don't condemn you. And equally important, go forth with your life and sin no more. He is not endorsing behavior. Jesus in the text is doing something even more powerful. He forgives and he encourages the woman to go forward with her life. And we too should go forward with life despite having fallen a time or two. Having experienced that transcendent power of God's forgiveness, we move on. Forgiveness is not merely a transaction of sorts between God and human beings. It's a process which is divinely guided. And in some cases, it begins with self-forgiveness. And it is in self-forgiveness that a real breakthrough for many can be made. As a priest, I'm struck by the baggage of shame and regret which some carry around. Rather than accept the true and complete reality of God's forgiveness, there is almost this morbid fascination with what I've done wrong. No wonder it is difficult for some to forgive others. They are stuck in a false reality of shame and blame. However, I conclude with a reminder. Part of recalling God's love and mercy means to appreciate the wonder, the great wonder of his creation. Recently, a set of geese have made their home on the parish property. In fact, Mama Goose has built a nest and is laying eggs on the awning on the back side of the parish offices. And Daddy is standing guard. Do not mess with him. Now, this family appeared a couple weeks ago as our time in Lent was also, in a sense, transitioning to the story of our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. You see, resurrection is happening all around us. And yes, as Mama continues to lay eggs, let us recall that not every sign of life is pretty or without crap. Metaphorically, and literally in this case. And that in nature we can uncover, and we're blessed to uncover, a cycle of birth, life, and death. In our Lord's case, it's about resurrection. Here's the message. Jesus forgives. God saves, and we are called to show mercy to others.